Hey, what's up? This is Mickey here. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day. I wanted to put this recording together for you because I know you might not have a moment to read the information that I'm posting on the chats. Therefore, I made this recording just to make it convenient. This is going to be short and sweet. So we do have some updates for 2025 on the central plans and a few different key changes. So as New York gears up for 2025, we have significant updates in ACA health insurance plans, income eligibility thresholds, and immigration-related coverage changes that are set to impact thousands of residents. The state's essential plan offerings, which include essential plan 1, 2, 3, 4, and EP 200 to 50, continue to provide affordable healthcare for low to moderate income individuals. So below what we're going to do is we're going to have a breakdown and we're going to show the changes that affect eligibility and what updates have been made to immigrants seeking healthcare coverage in New York. Now, the essential plan remains a vital health coverage option for residents with incomes just above Medicaid eligibility levels. Here's what to expect for this year, for 2025. The income thresholds for essential plan enrollments have been increased. According to the 2024 FPL guidelines, this is the charts that have been shared with you previously that we use as a guide, which influences 2025 enrollments, the following income limits apply to essential plan categories. EP1, the FPA level is 150 to 200%. EP2, it's 138 to 150%. EP3 is 100 to 138%. EP4, that's below 100% FPL for those ineligible for Medicaid, and EP200-250, that's the 200 to 250% of the FPL level. That is the expanded coverage category. Key benefits of the essential plan, guys, keep in mind, it's a zero premium. Unlike most ACA marketplace plans, essential plans offer comprehensive coverage at no monthly cost. They also have a low out-of-pocket cost. Copays for doctor visits, prescriptions, and specialists remain highly affordable. Expanded coverage for dental and vision is looking very good for 2025. Enrollees in all essential plan categories would have enhanced dental and vision benefits. Some might wonder, okay, what are the income changes and what's the impact on the ACA plans? Especially with these issues that have been going on with these executive orders that Trump is trying to sign and so on and so forth. Well, affordable care is going to be here, is going to stay here, and this is something that's not going to go away. We do have a lot of news that seems to be negative, and that's what news is all about. However, I'm 100% sure that it's only going to get better. So, with the 2025 income guidelines adjusted based on the updated FPL, here's how these changes will affect eligibility for subsidies and cost-sharing reductions. So, higher subsidies for middle-income earners. With federal enhancements, including individuals earning up to 250% of the FPL, may qualify for subsidies to offset their healthcare costs. Now, self-declare income verifications. For those unable to provide traditional proof of earnings, self-declaration forms are still accepted in 2025. For the New York State of Health, we do have these forms available. You reach out to me if you need it, or just send me a quick email, mikh@affordablecareagents.com. And for Medicaid and EP transition rules, individuals whose incomes fluctuate will have an easier time moving between Medicaid and the essential plan without gaps in coverage. Now, here's some more information on immigration and ACA health coverage in 2025. There's expanded coverage for PruCall and new migrants. New York has taken a significant step in ensuring that newly arrived immigrants can access health care. Here's what's new. PRUCAL, which means permanently residing under color of the law. These individuals are now eligible for state-funded Medicaid and essential plans, depending on income. Undocumented individuals remain eligible for emergency Medicaid. Advocacy support or advocacy efforts continue to expand full coverage. Okay, cool. Newly entering migrants coverage. With increased migrant arrivals, New York State has enhanced resources to assist with enrollment in public health programs. That's what we're here for, right? And I'm sure that we are one of the greatest resources that New York State has, because we are out there and we are sharing information and we are helping people enroll in coverage that's available to them. Now, identity verification for immigrants, that's also very important. So to ensure eligibility, applicants must provide valid documentation. So that's acceptable proof of IDs, which includes employment authorization cards, permanent resident cards, that's green cards, proof of asylum application submission, okay? And there are other documents that could be provided. A full list of acceptable documents can be found on the DOH Identity Proofing Form 5088. If you need a copy of that form, please send me an email or text. Or you can reach out to Kenny at 347-560-9396, and he would gladly send you this information. Now, remember, when you're helping individuals or prospects, there are a few other steps that I need you to do. Verify their addresses. Don't just put in an address because somebody tells you, hey, this is where I live. Ask them questions. Are you residing in New York for over 6 months? Okay, or is your residence in a different state? If their residence is in a different state, then you know that you shouldn't do insurance for them here. They need to be residing in New York. Address. If they are living here, they should have an address. It has to either, it can be an apartment, it could be a house, it could be a room that they're renting. It has to be an actual address where they can receive their mail. You can verify their address using Google or any other resources. If you want to get a list, give me a buzz and I'll send you a list of different resources that you can use for that to verify their addresses. Also, other things that you should really look into. When you're helping consumers, try to ask them as many questions as you can, especially questions about what their income is, if they're working on the books, if they're working off the books, if they're independent, if they're a freelancer, if let's say they have their own corporation, so on and so forth. Because helping them identify the right income projection is very important. Okay, these things are being checked and reviewed on a day-to-day basis. Okay, if somebody has income and they lie to you, you can't tell the state, hey, they lied to me, because you're putting in information. So you have to build rapport with your clients and make sure that they understand that the information that's getting put in has to be accurate and correct. That's very important. Now, when they're giving you their documents, if they're giving you their passport or an ID card and you're filling out the identity proofing form, just check to make sure that the signatures are matching. If signatures are not matching, then you shouldn't do the application. Use your discretion. What if it's somebody else using somebody else's identity? These things happen. So we need to be alert and we need to be hypervigilant. Okay. We need to make sure that we are very careful with who we're servicing. And we want to make sure that we're actually servicing the people that the cards, the ID cards belong to. That's very important. So identity verification for immigrants, the identity proofing form, make sure that the signatures are matching, make sure that the address that they put in is correct and that they are able to receive their letters or their mail there. If you need to verify their address, or if you have to ask them for a letter to show, like a utility bill to verify that, then that's what you have to do. And make sure you keep a record of that. Broker on record. Very important. Make sure you're getting the broker on record form. You must have it. You sign somebody up and you don't have the broker on record form, your account can be suspended. So, broker on record forms. If you need broker on record forms, you can contact us or you can contact Kenny. You can text us at 347-560-9396, or you can send us an email at mick@affordablecareagents.com or kenny@affordablecareagents.com. Now, there are obviously different ways that people can apply for coverage, okay? And the best way is through in person, or if people work with a certified enrollment assister or a licensed ACA broker. Make sure your phones are on because your information is with the New York State of Health. And then there are a lot of people that are seeking brokers to get help and assistance with renewals, or it could be they might have a question or they might need help with an identity proofing form, or help with uploading some information to the system. And in New York's ACA landscape continues to evolve. A lot of positive news from my end, okay? Now, with significant improvements in affordability, immigration-related eligibility, and income guidelines, whether you're renewing your essential plan, transitioning from Medicaid, or seeking first-time coverage, 2025 presents more opportunities than ever to secure comprehensive and affordable health insurance. So, get out there, hustle, do your thing, call us if you need us, we're here for you. God bless and stay warm, guys.